This is KERA News. The Fort Worth City Council voted Tuesday night to approve changes to its Employee Retirement Fund. The pension plan for police, firefighters, and workers across city government faces an estimated $1.6 billion shortfall. And as KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, the council vote is just one step toward filling that gap.
1. Amend the date references in Section 25-4B as follows.
The changes to the pension fund, when read out loud, are the kind of soundtrack you need if you have trouble going to sleep.
Amend Section 2.5-4B1D.
The thing is, these changes are a big deal. They affect the livelihoods of thousands of city workers, the retired firefighters, police officers, and city employees who live off of their pensions, and the 900,000 people who live in Fort Worth.
Amend Section 2 to change the date from November 13th.
It's a big problem, too. A looming $1.6 billion hole that, if left unchecked, means the retirement fund could run out of money as early as 2040. Still, no one was exactly celebrating the proposed plan to fix the problem. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price.
This is a critical vote tonight, and its proposal is an important step forward. I know it's deeply personal for each and every one of you, as it is for us. Decisions like this never come lightly.
Under the proposal, the city would put more taxpayer money into the fund, initially about $25 million more each year. Employees would also put more of their paychecks into the fund and take fewer benefits when they retire. One group left untouched are city workers who have already retired. Earlier proposals would have changed their benefits, but labor leaders declared those plans dead on arrival. The current plan leaves their benefits intact. Marcia Anderson is president of the Coalition of Retired Workers.
You listened to our stories, you read our letters, you answered our phone calls, you listened to us whine. For that, we will be profoundly grateful.
Not everyone was as grateful. Ernest Thomas from the Association of City Employees says he doesn't like the idea of retiring with fewer benefits.
We give our all to the citizens of Fort Worth, and we want the benefits promised to us when we were hired on with the City of Fort Worth.
Now, it's up to the employees. A majority of all current city workers would need to vote in favor of the changes approved by the city council. Leaders of firefighter and police groups didn't endorse the proposed changes, but they aren't opposing them either. Workers are expected to vote early next year. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.